Hey guys, it's Queen Cooley. How are you? Thank you so much for being here. If this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been rolling with me for a while, thank you so much for coming back. I am, for lack of a better word or two, I am here to help you. I am a spiritual being who is really here to help you move forward. I'm an activator, and what I do is help you find your gifts and understand what they are and bring you into alignment, and then attract what it is that you really want to do in life, and your soul purpose comes to life because of it. So if you want to work with me, there are a couple different ways. Everything will be in the description box below. And you can work with me either one-on-one. I work with clients for months, even years at a time. And I also have the Brave Academy, which will be launching in just a couple weeks. And that has three modules, and it's all about making you unbreakable because I have been through some things, and through my teachings and through what I've learned, I know that a lot of you are always alone and working alone because that's what I did for so long. And when you do that, it can be very difficult because you are only by yourself. And the reason I started the Brave Academy was not only to make you braver and hopefully smarter and more adept at knowing, discerning what's around you in terms of in the 3D, but also when you're getting attacked spiritually as well, right? So I just wanted to make people unbreakable because I had a teacher for a year and a half who was my protector and was a shaman and taught me so much about my worth, my value, and really how to not be unbreakable, which is basically stepping into your power. That's what it's about, right? So, all that is below. The reason I'm making this video for you today is that I had an experience that I wanted to go over with you and tell you about. So, story time. And I had to think about this because I like to share everything with you guys. But this was a little different because it was something I never experienced before. It was painful and it was kind of like, why is this happening? So where I'm going with this is, let me ask you guys a question. Have you guys been attacked or feel as though you've been attacked over probably the last month? And I would say definitely leave me a comment and let me know. Yes, no. I have been attacked for the last 3, 4 weeks, and all of my clients have been as well. And it's been pretty constant and it's been pretty strong. And a lot of it's been spiritual. It's been the usual typical lies, you're not this, you're not strong enough to do that, you're not good enough to do that, you're not, accomplished enough to do this. You can't do that. You can't live the life you want. You don't have this. You're here and you want to be there and you'll never get there. All that stuff. But this was different. So as you know, or you may not know, see, they don't even want me to tell you this. There's nothing wrong with my throat. Too bad. I'm just asking my guides to clear this out for me, so thank you. I'm just protecting myself again. So, anytime you guys go outside, anytime you even go to make a quick stop at the supermarket or the mall, anytime before bed, you always need to protect yourself. I teach everyone this. And you protect yourself with your team, right? This is pretty much standard stuff. Probably all of you know this, but I'm just going over it just in case somebody's never heard this before, okay? And especially for the master numbers, because we've been here longer, we have much bigger, that's what they say, global impacts that we want to make. And we're more complex and complicated just because we've been reincarnated more times. So I am a healer and I am one who is also an animal communicator. I speak with animals. I've had this gift since I was 5 years old. And I've been able to speak to dogs and cats and horses and even other beings like, wolves, and actually, I just spoke to a gecko the other day. We had a gecko here who was in the house, and I have cats, and they cornered him, and they were going to kill him and play with him. And thank God I got there in time. And if you see something behind me, this is the Eiffel Tower, just so you know. There's not something like sticking out of my head or something. Anyways, I got a hold of him and I put him on my hand, and he just stayed there. I think he was just like, "Help me. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared." Thank God I got to him because they will kill him. They won't eat him because they're full all the time. We feed them all the time. But they'll play with him, right? Anyways, I got him outside. He was on my hand. So then, since he wouldn't get off, I always asked, "Do you have a message for me?" And of course, he did. Anyways, just letting you know that I can talk to animals. I speak to them as I'm speaking to you. They show me words. We have conversations, full-on conversations. They show me pictures. It's just like talking to you. It's just an energy stream that I connect into that they happen to talk on. That's the way it works, like anything, okay? So, back to you. Getting attacked all the time. Making you think that you're less than. Making you believe that you can't have the life that you want. Making you think that everything's hard when it shouldn't be. And I also, for a select group of people here locally where I live, I babysit, dog sit for some of my clients. I have a couple of clients and they're close to my house and it works out great. So when they go on vacation, I sit with their dogs for 2 or 3 weeks, depending on wherever they're going. And so I have been working with this lady for 4 years and she has a new dog. She's had him just about a year and he's a very sweet dog. I've sat with him before, no problem. It was great. And he's an Akita mix, I guess. And so I had 2 weeks with him while she went on vacation. And she had told me that she didn't want him on the bed. And okay. Well, I'm used to having animals on the bed. What happened was he got on the bed and I was really under spiritual attack that first night to the point where I could see. I mean, I had all of my team with me and of course God, obviously, and still they would not relent. And so he got on the bed and he was growling, but he wasn't growling at me. He was growling. I thought he was protecting me and helping me because he was sensitive and he could feel the energies and I was down. Like I was trying my best, but I was really under heavy attack. Okay, no problem. The next night, he got up on the bed and then he wouldn't get off and he kind of gave me a tiny growl, but I was like, okay, whatever. And literally, I just went to sleep and he went off the bed and that was it. Okay, the third night, he got on the bed and then he got off the bed and I guess he got back on. And I had just gotten asleep. I went to bed pretty late, like 2 in the morning, and I had just gotten asleep. So I was turned this way with my back towards him, so he was this way. And I was literally asleep when I heard like a growl in my ear, this side. And I felt some pain, and I woke up right away, and he was grabbing my head like this with his teeth. And I pushed him off, and he went out. And then I got cut here, and there's still a little bit of, this is not makeup, there's still some, that's just, I guess it was bleeding underneath. So he had me here in my eye, and then here in my head, and I started bleeding and hyperventilating because I'm not good with blood. So I was like, okay, you're okay, you're okay. So I got some ice and thinking, okay, if I do I have to go, to get stitches, is this going to be okay? So let's just try and calm down, stop the bleeding. Thankfully, the ice did stop the bleeding really fast, and I just kicked him out of the room, not literally, obviously, but put him out of the room and even locked the door and tried to go back to sleep. And then now I had a challenge because I didn't want to tell the owner what had happened because she's on vacation. I knew she'd be really upset. She's an older woman and I didn't want to wreck her vacation. I was okay. My challenge was that I now had like 9 days left with his dog and now I was afraid. And that's not good because, you don't want to be afraid of an animal because they can sense it and you can't really fake it. So it really was a struggle for me the first couple of days. Because I didn't trust him anymore, right? So I went into meditation and I asked, what the heck happened here? And I got some answers. And One of the answers was that, the physical attack happened because I wasn't, number one, the first lesson was I wasn't prepared. So, meaning wherever I go during the day, like I said, whenever I go out, whatever I do, I'm always protecting myself. And at night, I've been slacking and I kind of forgot about protecting myself. So, in other words, you get into bed and then I ask my animal guides, especially, to protect me at night. And I just hadn't been doing it. I just forgot. I just gotten lazy. And so they said, you didn't do that. So you need to start doing that again. So number one, don't let your guard down. Your guard always has to be up. You guys have to remember that you're not like everybody else. You're a divine sentient being. You're here for a purpose. You're special and you're different. Okay? You have things to say. You have gifts to offer the world. You're different. And so you need to protect yourself. So that was lesson number one. I was like, okay. But then I was like, but I was asleep and my back was towards this dog. Thank God my back was. Can you imagine if I'd been facing this dog? He would have grabbed my face, right? Or if he'd gotten closer to my eye. So, the second thing that came up was I actually spoke to one of my clients and I asked her about it, and she said, "You give carte blanche to, animals right away, not humans. Humans, I always am like, okay, I kind of work with my clients, get into their energy, kind of feel them out. Where do they need help? Are they being attacked? Do I have to bring my guides in to help them stabilize and get in harmony? Because they may not have their guides yet and they're not ready. So I don't just kind of give out carte blanche ever to humans. It takes time. But animals, I always do. And what I mean by carte blanche is I'm always saying, oh, they're fine. They get a pass. They're always going to be nice to me. They're never going to hurt me. And she said, you can't do that, right? You have to assess them just as you assess humans. And the reason is that they could be in pain, right? Maybe this dog was in a nightmare and woke up and thought that I was the bad guy. Maybe this dog had has what I saw was maybe an episode on the bed from the other family. Maybe something happened. Maybe he had been sleeping and he'd been woken up in the middle of the night and then they started beating him, right? Who knows? That's kind of what I saw. Something happened with the bed. So anything could have happened. But what she showed me is you can't just give carte blanche to animals. You shouldn't do it for any being. You don't do it for humans. You shouldn't do it for animals. I'm like, that's really, yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. 100%. I should really go in cautiously and kind of feel it out and see what happens. But you're always, always protecting yourself. The third lesson was, where are you vulnerable? And wherever you're vulnerable that you can see, you really need to look at that and shore it up if possible. Meaning, what actions are you taking, or where are you vulnerable physically, especially in certain situations with certain people? You really need to look at that so that you can protect yourself. It's important, right? Because you're always safe, you think, but that's not always the case. So, the other thing that came to me was as you ascend in levels, the higher the level, new things are required of you. And I was told that depending on what level you're at, sometimes it could be a tiny bit of blood. I know that might sound crazy to some of you, but every level's different. And every level for shamans and every level for spiritual people like us is different. So I totally get that. Sorry about the cat here, guys. Sorry. My cat's helping me. And that could be true, could not be true. I kind of think it is true, especially if I'm walking the shaman's path. But regardless, nobody wants to bleed and nobody should be bleeding on a regular basis. It was a scary thing. I learned a lesson. I'm thankful that it wasn't worse. I didn't hit the dog. I didn't retaliate, because it's not my dog. Of course, I threw the dog out right away. And then from then on, every time I went to sleep, that dog never got in my room again. And he would scratch and want to come in. I was like, nope. So I kind of wanted to ask you guys if you've had any experiences like this. And also, What do you get from it? If any of you have any insights, I'd love to hear it. But the bottom line is those three things, you must be very discerning. You know, you were giving your intuition as a gift, and your discernment is important, and you need to use it, and I need to use it. So it was a really good wake-up call. Don't give anybody or any human a pass when you first meet them, because you don't know them, right? You just don't know. And you need to protect yourself at all times during the day, but especially at night too. And new levels will require new things from you. So I wanted just to kind of go over that with you. I'm fine. I'm very lucky. I'm very thankful. But I learned a big lesson. And you cannot ever take anything at face value, anybody or any being at face value. We're all complex. We're all different, and we all have baggage, each and every one of us. But dogs and animals are different because when they snap, sometimes we just don't expect it. And you've got to be as prepared as you can be. You know, all of you are learning to be better humans. And I kind of wanted to leave you with, something that I had gotten a download that I gotten a couple of years ago that Spirit wanted me to share with you. And it is hopefully will bring you some comfort. And it is the fact that we are all together in this journey. You and I have fought many, many, depending on how old you are or what lifetime you're in, many different times, different beings being attacked spiritually in this 3D world. And a lot of times, we're alone 99% of the time. But what I want you to know is that you're not alone. You know, God has you, Spirit has you. You are a divine sentient being. Whether you know it or not, you have protection around you. And you do have a team that does help you, whether you know it or not. And we are all connected. The Brave Academy is here to not to make you unbreakable, but to also let you know that you're not alone. And this is what I wanted to read to you. What would it look like if we all took care of one another and we could understand one another and refuse to wear masks? How different would the world be and look if we came together and helped each other? You need questions? I have answers, and vice versa. What could happen if you gave me the compassion you give for only one or two people in your life, and vice versa? What if we could all embrace unconditional love and I saw you from the inside out, not the outside in? All I am concerned with is your heart. Love yourself instead of devoting all your time hating who you are and what you do and all that is. We must begin to live as though there are no differences and still honor each other. Unite together, be as one, for we are all connected. And if you believe that you live separately from me, the real enemy has already won. This is the greatest illusion of all, that we are separate and too different to get along. It's just not true. Yet not able to communicate our beliefs for fear of being different. We were all made differently for a reason, to stand out and be friends with each other. Don't believe the lies and illusions that we cannot be one. For in the beginning, the laws were written, and this is where it all began. We are all one. What I think affects another. What one does creates a ripple in everyone's pond, no exceptions. If the meat that you're eating at your dinner table was a sacrifice from an animal, think we are separate? You're wrong. We all need each other, and we must relearn how to change. For if we don't, all is lost. The laws were built to bring you a closer understanding of what can happen on Earth. It says that they can't be broken and have been there since the beginning of time. You were created for the purpose of inspiration for others. You were born to help others feel and see the beauty and the power of this world, of other worlds, of spirit. Of the one, of God, whatever you believe in. You don't need to do anything different, just be you. You're a divine sentient being. Do not be discouraged. Look how far you've come. And, you know, the goal is, the way forward is, I will lead you. Don't worry. Just do what you're supposed to do. Listen to your intuition and move forward. So I hope that that gives you some joy, some relief, and some happiness. We are all together on this journey. And if you need help understanding your gifts, learning how to be brave, stepping into your power, and living this life the way you really want to, this is the time. I'm going to starting tomorrow, I'm going to do one thing that scares me every day, and that's probably going to be reaching out to different people. I've said this before, but I haven't done it yet because I'm an overthinker like you are. And just saying, hey, this is what I do. This is who I am. I'd love to work with you and help you. That's it. No matter what. And it's time, guys. We have to stand up and stand out. And as you do that, why am I saying that? As you do that, let me connect it all back together for you. You're going to get attacked spiritually. You're going to step out or almost step out. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough connections. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? This is stupid. You're never going to be successful. Or distract the hell out of you. You know, go do this over here. Go do that over there. Oh my gosh. Because if they can distract you, they've also won. They shift your attention. Still a win for them. So don't let them win. And everything is an illusion. They can't do anything to you unless you let them. Don't give your power away. Keep it. Hold on to it. It's hard won and it's yours. No one else's. All right, guys. Hope this helped you. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you want to work with me one-on-one, email me. And you can check out the website as well. So take care and let me know if this helped you. I'll talk to you soon.